The university and the city had to come to a compromise on control. The city owns the property. The university staffs it with experts. And so how do the two entities manage together? And they worked that out pretty well. In fact, I think it's still in existence. The city owns the property, does some of the routine maintenance and security, and the university and the Arboretum Foundation manage the intellectual or academic aspects.
So in managing the actual property itself, the city was looking at building a fence. Does that seem correct?
Well, no, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think the fence idea was floating in the midair during the highway intrusion episode. Reinie Stettler and I said, no fence to the Arboretum. Let's have a ranger patrol system for security. And that was the way it stood.
Why were you opposed to a fence?
Well, I think access to an Arboretum shouldn't be through a gate. I think it should be through good intentions and freedom.
So it was about public accessibility.
Yeah, and I think even at that time, the notion of a fence plus an admission fee was part of the projection, mm-hmm. which we also rejected.
Do you feel like the Arboretum, through the time that you were involved, was successfully a park and a classroom and a place of academic study?
Yeah, I think you've picked the three elements that made it an invaluable city resource. People use it as a park, people use it as a learning device, and people use it as something to preserve.